2030, and also the outcomes contained this us, especially herself, as she is representing the communities out there. Unless things are done differently. That's in a nutshell what she's saying. Again, maybe start off by raising an issue that we're all public representatives here. We all representing communities here. It so happened that we come from different political parties. But the issue I raised earlier on, again, Mankaula, is that Sugela, who number one, you took number six, Ekpinela number six. Konke logo, in logo, yes, I've let her on the department. Ukubangaba, sinama recommendations or ama issues as Kunuwa Faza. So this thing, and now logo, who number seven, you took number eight. It's a Fuga, who number eight. Who masses out here? Who on a pumping here? Ukuthi makwenzeke lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. If unama-ideas are concrete, siwahlanganisa lapha kunumber 8. Also no number 7. So yiloko sikushoyo ngokufutshane. So what I was saying in a nutshell is that whatever ideas Umam Kaula has, all of those will have to be brought to number 7 and also number 8. For now, we are testing, if you like, whether or not what has been written here is in fact a true reflection of what transpired in our discussion, as we were being briefed by the department, both number one until number six, deals with those issues. If anything to be said on number two, we shall then pass to number three. We shall have to do this number so that we get to remain focused in what we want to do. Otherwise, we can't be all over at the same time, finding ourselves not going anywhere. Number three. Any issues? Paragraphs being written right. Language is okay. The content is fine. Have been crossed. Full stops, semicolons, colons, commas have also been put in the right places. Number four, as in page number four.
No, we can't pay that out to page three. La Paya no Colonel Colonel, almost found in my car. No, good lake, find out the manager's home.
My own page three, my mother.
Yes,
and our page three. Paragraph numbers 1-1.
Yeah, that would another proposal focus area in the norms of standard that should guide the allocation of funds, not municipalities or to municipalities. And for rural municipalities who lack to finance capacity to manage water service. He can be broken with it. Right, yet it's principle Tina that the city bars of Sneakers are so on. Because Tina Silomiam, such good abound of red Gomaspala, Aya Amanzi, that was by a Nigel's good number of Amanzi. kodwa bona omasipala ibona kanye abangafuna ukuhambisa izinto kubona. Thina sizosizakala kanjani la? Ukuthi ku make sure ukuthi njengoba ekhuluma la ayiyona theory, i-practical.
Logo mama sizohlana na uma sikhuluma ngama recommendation.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Ngiyabonga.
Chaba. Mama bimcela switch off mama mic.
Okay, baba.
Thanks.
Now I'm proposing to ukuthi uma mkhawulo raise ama issues that because I think they already sort of advisement skills. Because since la wanto ude la ma issues la but uma recommendation uma mkhawulo abuyise la ma issues la wazina. For now I think it's getting close. So mamkhawula la ma issues lawa masingena kuma recommendation asingena kuwo kakhulu manga wa note nje kwamanje sifunde lento lesindlule nje
ngiyabonga.
Okay,
we were on number 4, page number 4, so to speak. Page number 5. We shall note all issues members might wish to raise as we deal with number 7 and number 8. So we have also noted that the budget for the financial year we are in is 15 billion rand. As we debate, we know how much budget we are passing or otherwise. Page 5.
Under point number 4, the figures are wrong. If you look at the amounts, it should be 15.1 billion. Otherwise, it must be 15,104 million. This gives us 15 trillion rand.
I hear you very well. Thanks for that, Mr. Pasan. Can we correct that, Madia? The problem is with us.
So it must be 15,140.
I hear you very well. Yeah. I am saying the problem is with us.
Yeah.
15.1 billion. Mm-hmm. Or 15.104 million. Something. But as for this purpose and for an easy read, it's 15.1 billion rand.
Okay.
And that equally will deal with 17, 18, 19. We've done, you've corrected that, Madia, eh? Thank you for that observation. Page 5, page 6. there on page 6 it is put properly.
Yeah.
The figure, so to speak. Page 7.
If I look at the water trading entity, it says at the top that the expenditure breakdown is 9 billion, and then it explains how it's the breakdown is. If I calculate that breakdown, I get to 8.004 billion. Could we get an explanation on that one? And then the second point is, in the we talk about money owed. Sorry, overdraft of 2.9 billion. The Auditor General says that that amount was on the 31st of March, 2.675 billion. So I just wonder whether we should not change that to what the Auditor General has stipulated. Unless the Auditor General, Treasury has indicated otherwise. If the water trading entity feels it is 2.9 and that National Treasury is wrong, then we leave it as it is. But I'm just looking at the document we received yesterday. 31st of March, it was 2.675. And I think we should then change it to that. Jen, then I would just like to know whether we should not put in here, they're working closely together with the with National Treasury with a payment agreement of paying 200 million and then the 748 million on the respective dates, whether we shouldn't just put that into this report as well.
You want to comment on that quickly, CFO? On all of those issues. Starting off with the breakdown total figure. And coming to the...
I confirm that the balance at 31 March was 2.675. That's correct as they had it there. It was higher before, but we brought it down a bit. By 31 March, it was lower. By year end, it was that 2.675.
No, wait. So just start off with the breakdown first of the 9 billion.
Is it the revenue
you're talking about? The expenditure breakdown of 9 billion for the water trading to undertake work is as follows. Mr. Poisson is saying it's not 9 billion, it's
8.004 billion. The expenditure is
9
billion. I'm not sure
where
you get
that. The document.
I'm sorry, I don't have that document.
If I add up, it could be a mistake on our side. We can just rectify to get to 9 billion.
Just added up, it must be 9.
Hmm?
I've added up twice, it's not 9.
The middle, are you looking at all three columns?
Yes. First column is 1.578, second column is 6.225, and the last one is 200 million. That gives you 8.004.
That first one is 1 billion, not 1 million. The very first one, operations and maintenance, says 1 million there. That should be 1 billion. On the very top, the top line, exchange revenue, it says operations and maintenance. It says there 1 million. That should be 1 billion.
1 billion.
Mr. Baton, do you agree then?
Yeah, it makes a difference. I'll just double check.
So it's not 1 million. 4.5 billion.
Billion.
Yeah.
Let me calculate this correctly. It's a mistake on our side. It's 1 billion.
We're fine now. That million made a huge difference.
Yeah, it made a billion difference.
Okay.
Just a question whether we should not add.
Okay, can we go back to, that was the first. The second one talks about the actual overdraft there, 2.9 or 2.67. So the problem is with us again.
I agree with Treasury. The balance at 31 March at year-end was 2.675. It was higher before. At the end of February, it went up to 2.9, but it already come down to 2.675 by 31 March at year-end, which will be reflected in our financial statements.
Okay, what was the last one again?
The last one was the agreement with Treasury to reduce the overdraft. We said over the year we'll reduce it by 748 million, but for the first three months it would be 200 million. So 200 million by 30 June and 748 million by 31 March 18.
That's the issue that was raised yesterday by the DG.
Can I have a follow-on on that? Hmm. Does someone understand what he said now? Does it mean that the total you're going to pay is 700? Is it 200 plus 700?
In total for the year, it's 748 million, but they want to see us reducing it over the period. So they said for the first 3 months, they want to see at least that we've gone 200 million down. But in total, it's 748 for the year.
You covered? Mr. Bazan?
Well, Chair, then the 31st of March, if we put in the dates, then we must say that on 30 June we'll pay 200 million, and on 31st of March we will pay 548 million.
An additional.
That will give you a 748. Otherwise, if you read it like it's with National Treasury, it seems they're going to pay 900. They're going to pay 900 billion or million. So then we've got to rectify that. Yeah, but that's not what Water Train Indies is saying now. The total should be 748 million. So then...
Okay, can we bring each other together here? We are on page 7.
Yes.
Where are we reading?
Sorry, Chair. I'm asking to add what National Treasury has given us to that paragraph to say that...
As in budget allocation for the year.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
To below that,
yeah,
where they say they work with National Treasury to reduce the debt, we must just add in there that the department committed to reduce the overdraft, then either with 300... You see, my problem is if you don't pay this at 30 June 2017, 200 million, they're going to block your account again. So then we must say the agreement with the department is to pay 200 million by 30 June 2017, and the balance of the 748 million that needs to be paid will be paid on 31st of March 2018 at an amount of 528 million. 548 million,
yeah. Correct. You say by the 31st of this year,
27 million,
you will pay 200 million.
That's what I think.
It's coming. 30th June.
Then by 31st March 2018 next year, how much are you going to be paying?
An additional 548. So we pay 200 by 30 June, then an additional 548 by 31 March
But why is National Treasury putting there explicitly the figure 748?
Yeah,
748
is bigger.
Mr.
Batwali is saying we should say
200
plus another 548.
It's a cumulative. Sorry, Chair, if you... How are you worded this fund, the cumulative 748?
I don't understand.
No, we must not be ambiguous here. We must not be ambiguous.
Mm.
We say 200 by 2, that's what you're saying. If by 31st June it's 500, let us write 500. It's 548.
Mm.
Because once you say 748, it's a total different amount. We will be saying 748 plus the 200 that we come tonight. We must not be ambiguous. Well, let us put it in. It's not going to be over time. We're able to ask relevant and straightforward questions. That's why we. I'm not.
Which will also be talking to the which will also be talking to the if you can clarify I forget the name, sorry. Mr. Nell. Because effectively also yeah, but it's National Treasury that is misleading us.
If we use our National Treasury, must tell us the exact amount.
No, no, I understand all of this. That's what I'm reading, Daniel, from the same hymn book that you are reading.
Yeah, so it's just this. Yeah, so this is.
Okay, so what we are recommending here is that that has to be factored in where? In that middle paragraph on concerns being raised. National Treasury has sent out letters to municipality and then explained further. Is this what is being proposed? So that it gives us a fuller picture.
Sorry, Slan.
Yebo, ma'am, come on.
Ngiyabuza nje la ngoba phela ngasicacela. Sesino National Treasury abayi-2. Ngabe le nto esifunda yalomusha noma le mdala uhambile?
Oh, i-department mama i-1. Azange yabazi yabambile. Kuchinja na u-minister.
No, ngakho bengithi ngifuna ukucacelwa lapha.
Sibongile ma. Yes. If you can speak to the mic.
We are talking of the payment of this 2.9, is it 2.9 billion?
2.67.
2.6 billion. If you add all the monies, let's say the auditor was wrong, the whatever, treasurer was wrong, it's the 5. We add is 2.48. Then on 2019, 1 March, you are supposed to pay 1.9 billion. Is that correct? You are supposed to pay 1.9 billion. If you add 1.9 billion plus the 748 million, will it make a total of that 2.6 million?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Sometimes I did not do it maths at school. Thank you very much.
Can I just ask
can you, as you asking that question of yours, can you also guide us as to where exactly? I tell you that we only are expanding that paragraph there,
yeah,
with this with these factors that we have just spoken about. Okay. Okay, that's fine. It's captured. Mr. Basa?
Can I just ask quickly, this is what they're going to spend, and the amount you're going to, the 700 billion, where are you going to save that 748 million? Where are you going to get that money? You said that, you told us yesterday that's a saving. So, is it a saving on the 9 billion that you will have? So where will you save that money?
clarity
to
this. Yeah. Our total revenue is 9.7 billion. Our income is 9.7 billion. And this excludes any recuperation of debt of anything. We've left debt completely out. So it's just we're getting augmentation from National Treasury, and then we're getting the sale of water, 7.9 billion from the sale of water. So that's our total revenue. Our income will be 9.7. But when we did our expenditure, we only budgeted for 9 billion expenditure. There was a saving there of 748. And that was done on instruction of National Treasury. The first time we gave them a budget, we broke even. We said, this is our income, this is how we're going to spend the money. Then they came back to us and said, no, they want us to commit to show how we're going to, what we're going to do from our side to reduce the budget, excluding the debtors. We can't just rely on recovery of debtors. So our income is more than our expenditure by that 748.
Are we covered?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, we have the final text on the screen there. The final copy shall be out as we are taking it through to the ATC. If there is any more thing still on page 7.
Chairperson, it's also the billion issue there. That 1.628 billion. It's 1.628 billion.
Where are we?
Chairperson, I am to the bottom of the page. For program 1,
oh,
it's
yes,
1.6.
Oh, yes. Otherwise, it can easily be a trillion there.
Yeah, and then the 12.25. It should be 12.25 for program 3.
I hear you. I see you. I'm correcting all of those figures. It's 12.3 billion. 12.3 billion and also is 1.63 billion. Effectively. Thanks for that again. We find on page 7, page 8.
Also just there, this program at the bottom is the same problem with this
one. The 1.6 1.66 billion. Okay, the figures are fine. Program 1.
Chairperson, can I ask the DG?
Yes, go ahead.
Are you going to cut anything to get that 2 billion that you need and 1.5 billion? Are you going to cut anything in program 1, 2, or 3? You've got to indicate in which program you're going to cut to get that 1.5 billion and the 2 billion that you took over from a water trading entity. I know you've told us that you're going to utilize the RBIC funds. You're going to do it there. I just want to find out whether you're going to cut in program
and
1.
And AC programs.
Yeah, I just want to find out whether there's going to be any cuts in those both those programs.
Thank you, Sir President. We will not cut on, we will cut on ACIP, the accumulated municipal infrastructure program and the water services program, which is WISIP and ACIP. That is where we have the department has a discretionary position, whilst in the 5B, which is the one that needs to be gazetted and going direct to minister, that those we won't touch. So it will be where we have a discretion, which is in ASIP and WASIP.
We shall still come to that part. Okay. Anything still on page 8? We are now on program 1. Yes, sir?
If I can just make a suggestion, all these tables, there's thousands. We're talking about thousands here. We're not talking about millions. So I would say that at the top there should just be, under the heading, there should just be an R with three zeros to show that these are thousands. All the tables are showing the wrong figure by a thousand.
Yeah.
Thanks for that as well. Okay, thanks for that, Mr. Nell. Page 9. Same is to be applied on those. Page 10. Those figures, right? The program is allocated 816.5 million. You see, the confusion that we have is that once we have many of those numbers there, we tend to be lost. It's 816 million, am I right? Point five. So that we avoid any many numbers, otherwise we easily can be reading 816 million, 516 million, then we get lost in the process. Any other things still on page 10, page 11? So it's basically.
If we could get country to give you to take this, we won't have any problem in the country.
Just repeat.
Okay. That should be million.
12.3 billion.
Or 12.3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Are we fine with the rest? The numbers are fine there as well. Some of the projects that will be funded through these sub-programs will ensure access to reliable, sustainable, and accessible water. 292 22,000 households. Page 12. Again, this program is allocated 410.8 million.
Can I ask, let's be certain on what to expect, because this is now very crucial, Chairperson, and I don't know how we're going to deal with this, because if we approve these amounts, this water service infrastructure grant and this accelerated community infrastructure grant, if we approve this amount in a budget, this goes out to the media eventually and they say that we're going to spend, although the committee already knows that 3.5 billion of that 4.5 or 4.6 billion will not be spent. How are we going to deal with that? Because then we are not going to be honest in the work we do. Is we approve something that we already know is not going to happen.
Where are we reading, Mr. Basson?
It's in program 3, Chair.
Where?
In the column. In column, the figures in column 3. On page 11, Chairperson.
Yeah, they're on the... Just repeat your point again.
Chairperson, we already know, the CFO has indicated, or the DG has indicated, that the 2 billion and the 1.5 billion that they run short in this budget will be taken from regional... it will be taken from water service infrastructure grant and acceleration community infrastructure grant. They will take it from there. Now, if we approve the 4.1 billion here and the 478 million, we are lying to ourselves and to Parliament, because we already know that's not going to happen.
Mm.
So you know, I'm not comfortable of accepting these amounts, and that's why we yesterday said to the department, you must give us a project you're not going to run so that we can change this. So that we can then put in here, there should be a column in here that says the budget have been reduced of these to cater for the 2.3.5 billion that has been carried over from the previous financial year, which they could not pay. They're going to pay it this year, and therefore they reduce what amounts on the water service infrastructure and the regional bulk infrastructure. You also mentioned you're going to cut on that. Or am I wrong?
I seem to have heard the DG is talking about what do you call it, WASIG and also ASIP.
Maybe let's get clarity. I think the point that is made by Honorable Person, if what the DG said, that is that WASIC and whatever falls under water service infrastructure grant and accelerated community infrastructure grant. If that's the one, therefore Honorable Basson is correct that the amounts that are here, you're going to amend this amount, meaning that you're going to be servicing your debts that are before you. So therefore, we may not have to approve as it is, because it does impact directly even on a strategic plan, because these amounts are allocated already. I'll take it that these amounts are allocated. So we need to know which areas that the allocations that are going to be affected. So that, in fact, will require you to speak to that particular area, so that when we approve it, we know that part of this money is going to move to a particular program, and these certain programs are not going to be implemented.
So let's get the DG and the CFO to reflect on that.
Chair, before they respond, can I just ask to add into that, please? Perhaps it would be pertinent for us to get a copy of the agreement that the department submitted to Treasury asking for permission for the overdraft. Because surely... No. There has to be. We've got... There is an overdraft. So there has to have been a copy. Where is that agreement? Is there a copy of that available?
Can we come back to that once the CFO is still busy setting himself up? You want us to... Okay, let's go to page 13 and then we'll come back to page 11 and 12. Is that fine? Members? Let's go to page 13. We'll come back as soon as the CFO has set himself up. Thanks. Page 13. That deals with program 4. There's TCTA there. Page 15, 14, sorry.
Chairperson, on page 14, on TCTA, going to...
14.
Yeah,
I am on page 14.
Yes, that's... See, the allocations to TCTA will have an... I don't know whether that would have any influence on the water trading entity not getting in money. Have you, because you supply them with, well, you fund them. Now, how does your funding influence their budget? And that's what we don't know, Chairperson, because when you said you've agreed with National Treasury that your old debt, you will not work that in as an income. Did you then change your amounts that TCTA has got a budget for? Did they amend that amount as well? They haven't. So, Chair, there's a problem that we don't know whether these amounts are correct, because they haven't amended their income that they receive from water trading entity, or am I correct, wrong?
Hmm.
When it comes to TCTA, when they do their budgeting, they work out how much water they're going to sell. Remember, they get a tariff for the water, so it's a sale of water. So they know they're getting 10 rand a litre, and they expect to sell so many litres, so that's their income. Then they go to the, when they work out their modules to repay the loans, they work it out on that, to get that. They don't, it doesn't affect them if we collect the money or not collect the money. So whatever water we sell on their behalf, whether or not we collect the money, if it's so many litres, we pay that figure to them. So the shortage there, if people don't pay us, we take the brunt of that. To date, it's about approximately 3 billion over the years that we haven't recovered from on their debt, on their specific debt. But we don't reduce their figure. They need that figure to repay the loans. As soon as we don't have the money, then they're going to default on the loan. So that's never been negotiable. We've always paid them the full amount that they need to pay back the loans.
So the buck stops with you, not with them. Okay.
Mr. Chalga?
All right, fine.
You ready, DG, page 11? Page 14. Water Research Commission. Is It's a straightforward one. CMAs? Page 15. Budget for repairs and maintenance increased by 65% from 700 on page 15, the second paragraph there, in terms of the baseline. That's the point, the page I'm in, or the area, the budget. What is that figure there in 2016-2017? Is it 7777? Hmm? Oh. Otherwise it can easily be a 777 million. Anything still on page 15, page 16? CFO, you shall indicate when you're ready. So we are now at our own observations and responses by the department. Let's go back to page 11 before we proceed. Just summarize again the issue, Mr. Basson.
The CFO comes in. Just the rationale behind utilizing assets and working to pay for some of the debt, because we, with this grant, which is managed by us in the department, we decide, okay, we're going to assist municipalities using these funds. That okay, this year we'll assist there, but it was more on municipal infrastructure, not your regional and so on. So we felt okay, because in any case we have spent in the municipalities, and that's why we are in debt and so on. You know, the bucket eradication is your municipal function. So we thought, instead of creating new support, infrastructure support projects within the municipality, let's rather first utilize the amount to in any case, because those projects were, they happened within the municipal space, rather than create new projects and say, we're going to support you again, and yet we still have a debt to take care of. discussion. That was the rationale, because it wouldn't have made sense to create new support projects when you have already done a lot of support projects, but outside the what was in the budget.
Have you been able to, or were you part of any of those processes that were streamlining these grants to a point where you begin to ask the municipalities, you ask yourselves whether municipalities are not double dipping? I'm thinking on top of my head here. There is what is referred to as municipal infrastructure grant. As to what that infrastructure grant does, you get to hear all sorts of stories, from one municipality to another. That grant, at times, it is used to pay salaries in any municipality.
Yes, in this type of an arrangement where you have got MIC, the municipal infrastructure grant, which is under COCTA, doing all kinds of support for municipal infrastructure. And then, for example, then we have ASI, which is also a municipal infrastructure support, but we then say accelerated municipal infrastructure. So in that type of an arrangement, of course, if there is no proper project management system and accounting system, yes, you can have some municipalities double dipping, okay? And that's why we thought, in principle, we have made a decision that let the municipal infrastructure support be limited to COCTA and not necessarily us. But we come in only when it's regional, maybe cutting across two municipalities. But within there, let MIC and through MISA, let that be their terrain, because otherwise you can, as you have indicated, you run a risk of some, they can double it, ask for infrastructure support under ASIS and also ask under MIC. Then you can, in those kinds of situations, have double dipping. And that's why, in principle, we've decided we are not going to have like ASIS, that kind of support within the municipality. Let's rather focus on regional bulk and so on, which is the essence of the function of the municipality. So going forward, we're phasing out this ASIP, because those are intra municipal infrastructure issues, which we believe under MISA they should be taken care of.
Okay, Mr. Chonke, noted, Mamukola.
I hear the DG, Chair, is correct. The point of just coming back to these allocations, the two allocations which are not conditional, it's at the discretion of the department to utilize, right? Now, the first question of yours, I'm just trying to build into what Honorable Basson has raised so that we are able to know that the issue here, you are now, and in your input, DG, you're saying that you'll pay some of the debt. You're not paying all of them, some of the debt. What informs the 4.1 and the 400? What informs them? Is this money is given to a department, the grant coming from Treasury, given to a department without a condition, meaning that you just receive this money without the program? Is that if there are programs, the issue of yours that comes in is that what are the implications of you having to move 1.5 and 2.2 from this money? What are the implications for this program? The programs under the two. If that can be clarified, DG, maybe we then have to agree that it cannot be at our level, Chair, that approve this budget that we know that by tomorrow, this money is going to be shifted somewhere. Maybe that's where the point comes in, the second point comes in that says, what has been the engagement with Treasury on these two payments, meaning that your shortfall, the 2.2, and your debt of 1.5. What has been, you remember at some point we were recommending that maybe Treasury should come in and bail out the deposit. You remember yesterday part of our engagement here was that maybe Treasury should come in so that programs under the two areas of your water savings and accelerated community infrastructure are not sort of affected with the card. Look, it's a very huge card, by the way. If you look at the, it's almost if you look at the whole issue, it's almost the entire 4 billion. To be very honest with you, if you look at the 700,000, it's almost 4 billion rand, and we are sitting with the 4 billion 169. The other one is 400 million. So it's clear that you, in fact, going to be sitting with about 300 million under that program if you are to really use that money for that particular purpose. And cannot be, maybe we will. So we must pass something that we know that DG is going to happen. So the issue that comes in here is that the department moving this money, vis-a-vis the call that we're trying to make yesterday, that the department can call for a bailout. Maybe DG will then talk to us about, and what specific programs are under these two areas? What are the specific programs then? If so, it means it must be clear that those programs under your strategic objective, you have set them up. Right? Because if you have a program, it had to find expression in the strategic objective. So therefore, what then happened to those programs? You know, are we going to pass a strategic framework that is not going to be implemented, a portion of it that is not going to be implemented? And therefore, what does it mean? It means we'll be doing a wrong thing, as Honorable Basson puts it. But I think the discussion must not be a discussion that so tend to want to push the department back. But let's find a way where you need help. So that from the committee recommendations, we can then be able to say that the department does not have money. The department needs the intervention of Treasury to help them with the bailout and all of that, and then start the process of reducing that bailout. So I'm saying that we must look at it in two ways, rather than, you know, because we may be, you know, mistaken that the committee is sort of not wanting to pass the budget. But I'm saying that where do we help? That's the partnership that we're creating here. Hence this engagement here, you know. So I thought maybe DG, you can speak on that. I'm trying to build into what Honorable Basson has raised, but in a way of looking at how best can we help the department to really overcome. It's a problem, DG, that we are sitting with, of almost a debt of almost 4 billion rand, which you don't have, by the way. And if you are going to rely on money allocated for that particular purpose, that would be wrong for us. As I conclude, part of what we understood was that the department runs long-term programs, meaning that the projects that you run are multi-year programs. They cannot be funded under this. It cannot be if it's like that, if we stick to that principle. It means that once you start a program, a project, it's a multi-year project, it's properly costed, there's proper management in place put. Now, you know the financial cost of this is going to be a four-year or medium-term, during the medium-term, 3 year, which could. Then you then package it proper within your budget rather than wanting to rely on the grants that are coming underground. These are underground grants. No favor, we're giving you this. We can decide, Treasury can decide tomorrow that because we don't have a program, we're moving away that was called that money. So let's just engage with us on that part, DG, so that we just find a common understanding and a common problem. Because this has been a problem. The issue of 1.5 and 2.2, it has been a problem, Chair. And as we pass this budget, we must be certain that the contractors are going to be paid. And then Honorable Basson raises the issue of black, what do you call, black contractor, what do you call
black
them?
Emerging contractors.
Emerging black contractors. I see even you making headlines on that particular area and all of that. We don't even know who's been owed here, by the way. You don't know who's been owed to another person. So the BEE may have been paid off. Maybe you are owed. But nonetheless, I'm saying that we may at some point, as we have made that call, Chair, that maybe at some point, let's break down this 1.5 billion. What is this 1.5 billion? As we pass the budget, where is this 1.5? Who is being owed? That makes 1.5 billion.
In fact, the breakdown you are making reference to, I'm equally beginning to think or rethink. This is here an 80% of the budget of the department that you are dealing with. To a point where you might even wish to be getting yourselves a lot more clearer as to what gets you involved in this budget. For instance, I'm reading here strategic infrastructure development, very big words. You know, once you use the word strategic, you've got to be waking up as to what are these strategic, to a point where you might even wish to unpack as to what is involved here. Examples, for instance. So that we clearer as we adopt a budget. You hear a number of these projects out there. There's one called Val Khamarara, something like that. Khamakhara. You know, whether it is part of this or it is funded outside of this, your operation of water resources, you know, what gets to be involved, there is another meeting here.
So my apologies, Chair. I was trying to. We got support staff that deals with such advices and all of that. And I'm trying to ignite them that they must be here next to us. They're not secretaries at notes. You must be here when you deal with such matters. Content, the advisor, and Tomani. You must be here helping us. We're trying to navigate very difficult situations here.
In fact. Under normal circumstances, we're supposed to have had some write-up. Yes, there was a bit of it, but we've just had this report, whether or not they have been part of this whole process. Because we really would wish to do some serious unpacking on a number of these issues that we're referring to. Now, I made a point yesterday, whether or not here we are not about, you know, taking from Peter to pay Paul when we are to be doing the exercise that we are about or we are engaging in now. CFO, unless you want to reflect, maybe we shall be a lot clearer.
No, thank you, Chair. I'm going back to page 11. And in the column there...
Yeah, let's have one meeting. Sorry.
Mm. In the column there, we have the Water Services Infrastructure Grant with a total of 4.1 billion. We are not taking the whole of that amount away because the WASIC is divided into two, the direct grant and indirect grant. Only 587 million is taken away from the 4.169. 587 million. And also under ACIP, we are not taking the full amount of 479 because we also had the project that had already started in the previous year. So we're not taking the whole amount. We're only reprioritizing $214 million. 214. So from ACP is 214. The balance will remain in the program because the whole of ACP is a program. Not all of it is project related. So only the amount that is project related that we are taking out, which is 214. But there are other expenditure that goes in the program, like the personnel. So 479 is the total for the program. But what we are only taking is 214, which is project related. And under Westick, I've explained that we're not taking the full 4.1, we're only taking 587, which we earmarked to start new projects in the municipality. But with the discussion, we're saying we're not going to start new projects. We are going to reprioritize this 587 to cater for the accruals that we have.
Now we're in a more difficult situation because now we're taking away 800 million. Where's the balance to get to 3.5 billion going to come from?
Chair, having listened to what the CFO has just raised, if we go back to the strategic plan document, the annual performance plan document, page 47 of it, you have the two programs there, and then you have the estimated performance plan 2017. 2017-2018, there are a number of listed programs, 184, 182, 55, 55, and 56 targets. What are those ones? I'm trying to understand the effect of shifting of these funds. The point I'm making is that the money that we are going to shift is not program related. If it's not program related, why do we have it? The reason I'm saying that, what informs the 4169? If it's not program related or we have not packaged anything. So when we pass the strategic plan, what's called a performance plan, with these commitments that we have put there, and what are the implications, therefore. I don't have a problem, DG, CFO, you can shift your money, but the impact of shifting this money, what does it mean? If it does not mean anything for me, I don't know. But if it is already program committed, then it's something else, right? Then we can then say that, how then do we deal with those programs? So that when we are to hold you in your annual performance plan, you look at this commitment that we have made. We remove them so that we don't have to call you and say, you said you're going to do the following. You then say, no, Parliament, you agree that we must move the money away. It kills the whole purpose of oversight again. And so I'm saying in that spirit. But the point that you are making, Chair, that if it's only the 800 that you are taking out, 800,000 that we are taking out, and we are sitting with a bill of 1.5 and a shortfall of 2.2. The rest of the money, where are we getting it? Where is that money? Where are we going to get that money that we have a shortfall of 2.2 and the debt of 1.5 billion? Where are we getting that money? Is it not the point that the committee was trying to raise earlier to advance that maybe there's a need for a call? For bailout. Look, I'm not saying it in a bad way. CFO and the DG, we're trying to find a way. How do we assist the department here you are sitting with a debt of 1.5 billion, you have a shortfall of 2.2 billion, and you're only going to have 800. The rest of the money, where are you going to get it? Because you need to service this debt. If you don't service it, if the shortfall still remains, it means that we are not going to be able to meet the planned objectives that we have said we are going to achieve them. If we have that shortfall, it kills the whole system, then collapses, meaning that all what we said we'll achieve in a financial year, we're not going to be able to achieve it because we have a shortfall. You know, so let's talk on that area, and maybe if need be, CFO or DG, if we're to make a call that we're in a crisis, we need Treasury to give us a bailout, that let's begin that process. That's what I'm saying, that I don't want us to find ourselves having to debate the whole day chair when we know very well that we can't find this money anyway. You know, so that's my point. Thank you.
Okay, maybe before you come in, Mr. Person, let's get the department to assist us here. Out of the 4.16 billion on your water services infrastructure grant, you are now going to be left with the 3.6, for argument's sake, billion. Now, is that money committed? Now, I'm talking about the 3.6 billion. You are still to find other projects that are, of course, in need. And the ASIP? Okay, how do we respond to a point raised by Mr. Chauke? Here, out of these two grants, you are going to have 792 million rands. On the other hand, you have a sum, a figure of 3.7 billion, both from accruals and also yeah, that's 1.5 and 2.2 billion. That talks to the shortfall.
So we wanted to take those. We wanted to use the money from those two grants, as well as the savings from our, the normal goods and services, because we wanted to implement more stringent measures on cost containment on other goods and services related items, being your traveling, being your telecommunications, where we have identified some bit of money that we can save if we implement the cost containment within the goods and services budget. And we are of the view that we will be able to meet the shortfall.
Okay.
Mr. Basson? Oh, sorry, Mamkaula. Mamkaula?
Sihlalo, ngiyabonga. Yabona, engakusho lana nje, lilonke. Mina ngakubeka kucace ukuthi kuyadlalwa ngathi. And uma ubheka la, yiki i-answer ozoyithola e-right. Yile nto kuthiwa ufuna ukuduza entweni. Why ngisho njalo yabona kuyimanje kubuza kale ngale mali le umthonisha uBhashoni ubuza umbuzo lula nje ukuthi lo 8090 uzobuqhamukaphi i-answer ayikho evelayo kuphela nje lamacaca yile nto esingayisho sibeke ngengcaco ukuthi lana sizoshawa ngendlebe etsheni imali bona azizona le nto abayizayo azikho bayazi bayishonise iplenzi imali zidliwe.
Chairperson, thank you. In a nutshell, the department is just playing games with us. We are seeking an answer that will not get soon, because the transfers and subsidies 8.0901 45 million
where will it come from? And there is no answer in that. The truth is that monies have been spent for things that could not be accounted for. Thank you.
Yeah. This is money that is to be spent, not money that has been spent. So I'm just trying to get Mam Kaula also to be on track. Mr. Basson noted, Mr.
Chairperson, before we started, I asked the DG, are you going to save money on your program 1 and 2? And the answer was no. Now they come back and say they're going to save on the goods and services. That total amount is 816 million. We are needing 2.699 million somewhere. 2.699 billion. If you look at your total budget in program 2, it is 816. Chairperson, I want to make a suggestion that we give the DG and his CFO 10 minutes to sort out this and come back to us, because they go out, they come back, I'm going to save here, I'm going to save there. I want to know how they're going to save 3.5 billion rand. Not give us piecemeal how they're going to save it and promises. We cannot accept a budget and approve a budget. We don't know where they're going to get the money.
Maybe. Mr. Chaga?
Under program 3, Chair. Program 3 mostly are grants that must be allocated to... These are the grants that are directly to municipalities. It's money that goes to municipalities. Regional bulk water infrastructure grant. Water service infrastructure grant. Accelerated community infrastructure grant. Those grants are grants that are meant to go directly to municipalities. What does this thing therefore mean? If we tap, if we tap into these grants, I mean, bulk that we don't sit with that money, bulk, it goes to municipalities. We don't sit with Teltia Water Service Infrastructure. Do we sit with it? We'll have to get that breakdown. Accelerated community infrastructure. We sit with it and how it's allocated. So I think if you can, if the department can just juggle around this area of these grants, how much they're going to take there, what are the implications, and then look at the debt, in fact, there, and then say this is where we're going to be doing a saving and all of that. So when we adopt in a way that we know that we adopt a budget that we know is going to be able to pay the debt and the shortfall. Those are the main issues. I don't know at what point we do that. I know we are pressed with time, but we need to find a way in which we do a serious intervention with Treasury. Because I don't see anywhere in all the programs, I don't see anywhere where, unless what's called a water sale, what's called a... what is your department there? That is 9 billion. Unless you borrow the department 3 billion rand to pay the debt, I don't see anywhere, Chair, where you are going to make a saving. And I think we must just be very honest and frank. Tell me, who they your artisans, these people that you train, these young people that you put into the program. Who's paying for them? Who's paying for them? Who's funding that program? Is the CEDAS or is the department that is funding, that is paying for these people? I know it's thousands of them, or it's not thousands, I don't know. But are we paying for this, what's called, when we have CEDAS? Tell me, can someone talk to me about that? Maybe before...
We're now
trying to juggle the saving, where we can get money saving. Can we begin that process? DG.
Okay. I think that one is... Let's do it this way. You see, Mr. Chakwe is now chairing this meeting. Let's follow a route that says, I was even tempted for us to go through on our own some of these recommendations whilst you work on these figures and then come back in the next 15 minutes. But that's what I'll propose to the members, that we go ahead with our work because it really requires us. And the department can always pick on some of the notes from Joy, Choki, and them. That's what I would propose you do. Effectively, your page 16, which is number 7 and number 8. And then whilst the DG and the CFO go sort out. Your objection to that, Mr. Basson?
No, Chairperson, it was my proposal, but I just want to add something while they go out. See, there's one thing we have not taken into consideration. We must understand that the money they are taking away is going to have a huge effect on our water boards that are implementing agents. I will just use an easy example. There was a proposal made for a grant from the department or funding from the department for Swartruggens pipeline. And that now could maybe be one of the projects that's not going to happen, Chairperson. So we're going to sit with a situation that come next year, financial year, our water boards, financial statements, it will reflect that they are in the red because they didn't get projects to run because we used the money to pay old debt. And that creates a huge problem, Chairperson. So I stick with my proposal, Chairperson. We don't accept this budget. They must go back to... Chair, just hear me out. National Treasury must bail out this department. We cannot allow that we use grants to pay old debt or other finances and then the people on the ground suffer. They must go and they must see how they can influence National Treasury to bail them out. Like National Treasury is bailing out the water trading entity with 1.9 billion, they must come up with the money.
Let's not preempt what is to be coming. Let's not preempt, let's also not preempt what is going to happen. Let's not preempt what they are going to bring to us now. Let us not preempt what is to be happening in future. Granted, the points have been made and noted. The DG and the CFO, they are listening. Let's allow the two of them to go out and then come back, say in the next 15, 20 minutes at most. And by that time, we shall have been able to deal with the rest of what is expected of us. That talks to number 7 and also number 8. Are we fine with that?
We're fine.
bangaphansi kwecingo dam abanamali kukuthi Eastern Cape nangifuna lo muntu baphuza amanzi.
Let's conclude.
Sorry, Stas. Stas.
Yebo, Mama.
Nkosi yami ngicela unishiya, ngiyadibeyitha ngo-2. Kodwa khona bengifuna ukukushiya nje khona isikhalo before ngihambe.
Besesingena kanye kwezethu. Besesingena kuzo. Asisenze noba yi-30 minutes, Mama. After that split.
Futhi ngadibeyitha ngeportfolio manje funa ngiyo-prepare. Okay.
So going to change speed. Members, we are now on point number 7, which is on page 16. There are those observations and responses by the department on a number of things that have been raised. The first one is the on financial position of the department and outstanding invoices from the previous financial year, which may impact on the budget of the department for the current financial year, which may impact on the budget. Any comments on that? Which is basically what we are dealing with here now, in a nutshell. Mr. Speaker?
Chair, a question on 7.1.1. Is there any information that indicates what percentage of our overall targets were achieved? Sorry, from last year.
Chokey will tell us. It's a simple question, I would imagine any of the officials from the department can respond to. It's information that is in our annual report. Okay, your point is noted. Madia is retrieving that information. Any specific issues furthermore? The bulk of that relates to exactly what we are awaiting from the officials that have just left us. Okay. Point 2. Mr. Basan.
I've lost you. Are you still on page 17?
On page 16. The point 1 there is the issue that Mrs. Baker has raised, and then I'm on page 7.1.2, which talks about the overdraft, and again, the two issues are the issues that the two officials are dealing with, unless we have something to comment on.
Chair, I do.
Mr. Person?
Chair Person, firstly, it's also wrong. It's the water training entity's overdraft is 2.6 billion. And then it states there that currently stands on 2.1 billion. It doesn't stand there, Chairperson, because I haven't made a payment. So it currently stands on 2.65 billion.
I'm saying full stop.
Yeah.
The issue about the bailout and all of those should form part of our own recommendations. After, of course, having listened to what the officials have to say, we're just keeping that or park that at the back of our minds. Any further issues? Ma'am Kaula, I saw your hand up, or you?
No.
You fine?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Person, almost said Mrs. Person.
Just 700, the second last column, that 748 million must be 548 million.
That's something that we corrected earlier, which has not been. Mrs. Baker?
Chair, sorry, my request earlier was misplaced. It's with regard to the water trading entity. If we could get a copy of the agreement for the overdraft, please.
And the terms thereof. So that is, again, going to be part of the recommendation.
Can I just ask, I forgot to ask the question yesterday. Does the Reserve Bank charge interest on that overdraft? Because if they do charge interest, Jefferson, that won't be the amounts at the last payment amount. Won't be 1.9. It should be much more. Because this amount does not show interest. I'm not sure whether they pay interest. It's something we need to ask whether they pay interest on that overdraft.
Okay. Which bank does not take interest from you? Which bank? No. They are on repo rate, those ones. Those ones are on repurchase rate. But it's an important point you're raising, though. Interest payables.
I was outside, sorry to take it back if you further. On the issue of the last paragraph, 7.1.2, but there's a second, third sentence from the last one. Where it starts with concluded with the commitment to reducing the overdraft of the water trading entity as follows. By 30th March, I think you said June.
It's June, yeah.
Yeah, it has been corrected earlier on. Mr. Mguni. Okay, we...
The 7.8, do we write the 5?
Yeah.
The 5.8 now.
Okay. So many revolutions took place when you were outside.
Thank you very much. I know earthquakes sometimes it can be hardened.
Page 17.
Yes,
question, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Chair. The sanitation policy that was approved by Cabinet. I know these documents are available online, but can I just ask that as a precedent, when policies and things get approved, that we receive copies through the committee as well? Because sometimes a challenge for members to find these things online. And then it directly influences the work that we're doing. Thank you.
Yeah. We must still go back to that policy.
Sorry, Chair.
We've never taken any part in that policy process.
And I think it's important that we do, because I'm sure it's going to impact on programs like the bucket eradication program. So when we're engaging with the BEP, it would make absolute sense for us to do it in direct consultation with the sanitation policy, because the one affects the other.
In fact, it must be a lesson for all future policy processes that the department gets to engage in. That parliament process must equally take place as well. That's where your public engagement effectively takes place. Any issues still on 17, debt collection? Hmm.
Honourable Chaffee made a comment yesterday concerning this department since resolved to appoint additional 4. See, this is going to cost us at this rate, this is going to cost us 1 billion rand. If they could collect 8 billion plus future accruals. He made a suggestion which I would 100% support. I don't know why water training entities got to get someone to collect the money. If you appoint someone in-house that does exactly what the collectors are doing, it's not going to cost us 1 billion rand. We can have a department just doing collection. It's not going to cost us 1 billion. And see, it doesn't stop with 800. Municipalities are getting water every month. So this amount grows. It's grown from 6 billion to 8 billion. Next year we will be here sitting at 10 billion. I don't see how we must get outside people to do it at a rate of 11%. So, Chair, it can come up in our recommendations, but it really, with the amounts we are talking, it doesn't make sense. The portfolio committee could intervene, COCTA can intervene, intergovernmental relations. We've got that policy, but getting contractors to do it really doesn't make sense.
What is the norm, market norm, for any such debt collectors? Anybody with information?
I think it, on this amount, it should be between 4 and 5%. Chair, the main reason why it's low, must be low, you're not looking for the client. They give you their money, it's not someone you're going to trace. When you start to trace people, this person A is owing me money, collect this money. Then you start to look for this guy. We know it's Mariveen Municipality. You know where to go, you know where to go and speak to. You talk of huge amounts. Even at 4% or 5%, you would make, like they said, they've already paid 300 of the last 3 years, 300 million. And the debt is still escalating. So even at 150 million, it's an excellent business doing, collecting money where you know where the client is. You don't look for the client.
When are we going to get the contract, Joy?
It was emailed last night, but however, Madia said she didn't get it. I just gave Zoleka now to make copies.
Okay, thanks. 7.1.4, outstanding monies owed by the department and all of those to water boards.
Chair, can I make a... That figures are not correct, Chair.
Talk to the meeting.
Chairperson, the amount that I asked was at the end of February, not at the end of March. So I made some phone calls. And some of the water boards say the department owes them 200,000, 300,000, haven't paid all of it. Boards that the minister said has been paid. So I presume, Chairperson, the minister spoke on outstanding money until the end of 28th of February, and not the end of March. So I would request that we get the total amount outstanding by the end of March, just to make sure whether that is then 37 million, as the minister has indicated. Because if you calculate what the minister said, it comes to the total that was owed on the 28th of February.
And what is that final figure again?
The minister said the outstanding amount to water boards was 37 million.
Mm-hmm. And what is your view?
My view is it's more, Chair. It could be more because the amount that she gave was as at the end of February 2000 and not the end of March.
Perhaps that statement should read as follows. Therefore, the only outstanding debt as of whatever date owing to the to those water boards is as follows. Because this is not talking to future, this is talking to past. Does it make sense, Mr. Chairperson?
Yeah, Chair, well, the end of the financial year is end of March, so we've got to get a figure of end of March. Because that amount's got to also be paid, Chairperson. That amount is also not included in the 3.5 billion that's been owed.
Let's get that information. Choki, can you generate that information?
Is that 37.7 reflective of Citibank? That's where the outstanding amount is.
So that's what is written here. Is that the only... of March? So the rest has been settled?
According to what was confirmed last yesterday.
Okay. Does that clarify you, Mr. Passant?
No, Chief. Can we ask that they clarify the outstanding amount as by my question to the minister, and the minister answered my question was on 28th of February, that amounts were outstanding. I want to know, and the minister indicated that the city being 37 million. That's the outstanding amount at 28th of February. I want clarity whether that's 28th February, 28th March. So could I just find out what is the total outstanding at the end of March? Chair, I'm just repeating myself. That money also needs to be paid out of this year's budget. So we might make sure that we talk about the same figures.
So what you are asking in a nutshell is that a month after you responded, or rather, you had the response from the minister, we are still stuck on the same figure. Is that what you are saying, that you are questioning that this, whether this figure indeed has grown or not?
Yes. Till the end of the financial year.
Which is a month after you had received your response?
Yes.
Okay. We shall park that one. And either Choki generates some response to that, or the two big bosses come back from the department. Outstanding monies owed to water boards. Or by whoever else, municipalities in this instance.
Chair, we must just flag that one, because and monitor those service level agreements, whether or not they are going to be implemented. Because I know for absolute certainty that from the date that we received that written response to that question that I submitted, that figure has also escalated. So that needs to be flagged, and those SLAs need to be monitored as well.
Okay. And 7.1.6, that is flagged, eh? That was dealt with yesterday. The inconsistencies on the annual performance plan. Page 18.
Employees, the cost since September till the end of till date, so we'll just have to calculate back. It's 2.5 million rand per month. So if we want to put that in, the reply was it's costing the department 2.5 million per month keeping those people on at Lem William and surrounding towns.
Ngithela emuva njengembumbu. Ngicela ukubuyisela la mina ngoba 17. Kuze sihambisane kahle. Khona lana mina engithi khona lasikhuluma khona ngezimali engathi izikoletwe noma isebenzile. Ukuthi la ungcono ke sichazeleke ukuthi la esidibengi imalini esele imalini ekhokhiwe. Kanjalo emhlathuze, kanjalo nakumaharisi, naserastenberg, ukuze sihambe kahle. Ngoba bona uma ngabe kula, ithanda le nto ukusidida lela ebhalweni. Angazi uma mina ngedwa, please.
Chip. Oops.
Just go ahead.
Chairperson, I'm sorry for taking you back. I think the text explanation would somehow mislead us. It would be better maybe if the explanation is put in a tabular form. The board, the money outstanding for that board and the money paid. The board outstanding and the money paid. Thank you.
We had we're agreed that we shall have to come back to this one. So the department must still come back to us on the specific ones. Whether that same money is still the same or it has grown up. DG no CFO bazobuyela bhekithi on the specific ones. Mhlawumbe uChoki asiphe information ukuthi ngaba leya mali umnumzana uBhason beke wabuza umbuzo watshelwa ekugcineni kameka February ukuthi imali ikolotwayo isilibeng yile ye 37 let's say 38 million rands but inyanga ihambile whether kuleyo nyanga between end of February or end of March kuse yiyo nale mali asikwazi lokho yiko lokho i-department bazositshela khona and also whether kukolotwa only Citibank na sime lapho mama sizaphamba sihlukane namhla sizawuthola information ngalokho
ikuthi singasiyodipoyisayo
no uzayithola mama izabe ibhaliwe i-report uzayifumana njengoba injalo so izabe kuwe esandleni okay sorry Mrs. Baker you were saying something about the Clan Willemton
no Chair actually back to the education program if you look at those figures
oh yeah okay
at the bottom there yeah. as DG was explaining earlier with the RBIC and the RISIC being affected with the debt. This Bakati Rally education program, as they explained to us yesterday, is being financed from those same grants.
Mm.
So how is this now going to be affected?
It's
already a shortfall, and now they're indicating the finance of that infrastructure which we were arguing about yesterday in your absence. The ripple effect of this chair is massive. This program is going to fall even further behind. It needs to be, I don't know, restructured completely. And where is the shortfall going to come from?
In addition to that, we still had to, in our budget recommendation report, we advocated for an additional 500 million rand. At that time, the department had indicated that it would certainly be that 500. So the figure has grown. Whether the department will still be able to achieve its intended objectives of eradicating the bucket system in the formal dwelling. Mr. Pazon?
Chairperson, if we see another shortfall in the budget of 1.1 billion. In this case, it means it's something that still needs to happen, which will not happen. So we can expect not to see anything if they don't get that somewhere. They didn't get the 500 million. It was not granted by National Treasury as requested. So we sit with a situation that at the moment they need 1.4 billion to fund the bucket eradication program, of which 1.148 billion is a shortfall. So they haven't got that. So this program will just stop because there's not going to be funding for it. Or that 3.5 billion will grow to 4.6 billion if it's also going to be funded out of the budget.
Yeah, it's literally taking from Peter to pay Paul and then from Paul. Who else do you pay?
Simon. And Peter doesn't even have it to start off with.
You know that joke about, you know, the workings of economics, wherein there is $100 that the person has, and the person has to pay, you know, either the hotel, the prostitute. It goes on and on and on. It goes back, and everybody has been paid.
Yeah. I'm trying to juggle this in this department.
We
we are in trouble.
Look, I'm not going to control it, but I just want to be nice as much as I can. We're not going anywhere here. You see, the exercise that we are doing is more like we are now ourselves in the midst of that confusion. There's so much confusion, Chair. You know, you remember what we said. We said, give us the breakdown of the budget itself. Where are you putting money? Where is this money that you are passing is going to? Yesterday we had a very big issue around the budget eradication, Chair, where they are going to take from the grant, the infrastructure bank grant. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Exactly. So we somehow, I don't know, I'm just in the crossroads, I don't know where I'm sitting now, Chair. Maybe when they come back, they'll be able to guide us now to say, look, in total, this is where we are spending and all of that, and therefore, the implication of what we are doing will be the following. We're moving money from here to there, you know. Just help us pass this thing and then we'll go with that. But for now, Chair, I'm trying to make a contribution, but it becomes difficult. It's just difficult. You don't get where we are sitting.
Yes, Mr. Chau, Chair.
Yeah,
I want to concur with Mr. Chau. You know, since we arrived here, that's what the department has been doing. Turning our heads upside down.
Mm.
You understand? They give you that, they give you this, they tell you. Then at one point, Chairperson, there was a time we did not ask questions, if you remember well. And you asked, hey, come guys, ask questions. We kept quiet. Because Nazi, we were now, we're donors that we did not even know now what to do, what to ask. Because we are not moving, we're stagnant. You see, that's what they're happening. You see, Mr. Chow.
Hello.
Mama.
Yeah. Mama.
No. Can we have one meeting?
Okay,
thank you, Mrs.
Gabon. No, the Tilana is just in the
Ralboha Mekikana. Mekakana Ralboha. Thank you.
Gikulum. Ngizwa kukhuluma mina ubonge kutetayo. No, hlalo la ngithi sengifaka mina engikulethelwa abantu la eParliament. Eastern Cape. Ngaphansi kwamasipala umhlathuzi, ayibo, umhlathuzi ungena phesta. Ngikrisane. Kunedamu lapho kuthiwa iqonga dam, mhlawumbe uyakwazi. Emanahleni municipality, inokhi mgijima. Laba bantu bakuleya ndawo basenkingeni ngendlela ongayazi, abanawo amanzi. Khona indawo ebizwa ukuthi Lady Fair. Ngiyacela Nkosi yami ukuthi ke lisukunyele udaba lwakhona. Bangaphansi kweQueenstown. Abanawo nhlobo amanzi laba bantu. Umfula abawuphuzayo ungawubona, baphuza umfula omileyo. Ngiyacela noJoyce ngimnikezele ne-contact yomuntu ozothintana naye. Yilokho nje ngifuna ukushiya sihlalo wami Eastern Cape. Yezwa?
Sibongile mama. Umamkhawula is
ba sorry kancane bakhala ngokuthi ixonxa dam kodwa ikubona, kodwa amanzi ayo abakwazi ukuwathola ukuthi
bawancoha or
X0NXA
Xhoha.
Ya
Xhoha
bayakhala abantu baphuza amanzi edamu. Hayi futhi manje angcolile. Ngiyacela ke sihlalo ngifuna uma ngibuya i-report ngiyithole ukuthi ngizocala ukunikeza nocingo labo ngibise.
Masenze so mama, let's accept the feedback from Mam Kaula. Joy has all the information. And then we shall expect Joy to come before our committee to report on any progress. On all of those areas. So mnikeza yonke mas mam.
No, although ngamnikeza ngakho, bengimnikeza nje umuntu azokontakta yena.
Okay, for more information.
Yeah.
Okay, asibonge ke mama.
Bongo sisebenza.
Sisebenza sonke mama. Sibonge kakhulu mama. Members, how do we move forward with this?
Can I make a proposal? Chairperson, I propose that the committee do not accept this budget. We send back the department and come back with a revised budget that is a cash funded budget and take it from there, Chair. They should come in writing with documents, Chair, how they're going to fund this budget. And I think we've got to take a bold step, Chair. We should not back off on this now. That's my proposal. I think there's still enough time for us to... the budget speeches doesn't really say anything. We've still got to vote on the budgets. So there's still enough time for them to revise their budget, bring it before the portfolio committee before we take a decision. That's my proposal.
Okay, can we get an indication about the legal implications? I hear your point, Mr. Person. The speeches will go ahead, but as far as I'm concerned, those speeches are very, very... In fact, that budget vote debate is very critical, because it's there that you declare whether you support or not. It can't be done, you know, half-heartedly. I'm thinking here of such implications to a point where any rescheduling of our debate and the implications thereof. Because we're dealing here with the very, very serious matters. And if our minister is not taking this process serious, this is what she gets to be confronted with. That's in a nutshell. You want to say something, Martin?
Yes,
Chief.
I actually, this is connected to a question that I actually asked as well as it relates to the revisions of the annual performance plan. Because we wanted to establish this, the minister needed to formally resubmit the annual performance plan. What is the procedure as far as that is concerned? And what we were informed of is if the changes are not significant, then the committee can notice the report. But from what I've been told, these issues as it relates to the budget is pretty significant. And I think that what the process that we can possibly follow is, I think the chairperson will have to write a letter to the house chairperson indicating or requesting this budget vote be postponed, or alternatively, and possibly in that letter also requesting that the minister needs to formally table the budget, because all of these changes have significant implications to the annual performance plan of the department, as well as the strategic plan of the department. So basically what the committee is deliberating on and the information that has been provided, in effect, to what extent is that actually going to happen practically? So that would be my proposal. I think if the chairperson maybe engage with the house chairperson moving forward with a request to possibly postpone the budget vote debate, because these are not typos, these are not small changes that need to be made. These are pretty significant changes.
Yeah.
Let me just get further clarity on that. But I mean, that's what I've been informed the six procedures that we follow. Again, I'm also guided by the rest of the support team as far as this is concerned. I also maybe want to make input. I appreciate it.
Mr. Chan.
When such matters come in, I always follow the regulations and the rules. So I think what the content advisors and the leadership of the committee is advising us on, I think that's a route that we must take if need be. Because definitely the changes that we are dealing with, it's not just minor changes. Not just an amendment of a clause, the shifting of money, sitting with a debt that you don't know where it's going to be paid for from, and so maybe that's the route that we may take, Chair. You can start the process. You can start the process now of what it has been proposed. But at the same time, we have already asked the two senior officials to go and really find a way in which they're going to, deal with these issues of budget and the debt and the shortfall. The shortfall is a very big shortfall, 2.2 billion, a debt of 1.5 million. That 1.5 billion, that had to be paid. If you don't pay it, it escalates. It impacts on the budget very badly. So you move that money that is allocated, which is grant money, to pay the debt, it's something else. The debt was not supposed to be paid by grant money. How do you take a grant money and pay a debt of a project that's supposed to have been paid for? What happened to the money? When the department has spent almost overspent with 18 billion, what happened to the rest of the, with 18 million? There's overspent the budget with 18 million. What happened then? And they have not met the 100% targets of the APB. They have only met, 43%? What percentage have they met in the last financial year? So it means that you have not met your target, you have spent all the money, and you use the issue of the drought to say, no, we have used the money on the drought, and you don't get clear how much was spent on even the drought itself. So I propose, Chair, that maybe we will take it at that level, get the minister himself involved as we are putting it, Chair, that maybe the executive will have to be involved with the process now, rather than just leaving it for the DG to handle the budget. These are very serious issues that we are dealing with. So maybe we may want to take that route, Chair, we really have not to rush ourselves to a situation that we end up passing a budget that tomorrow ourselves cannot account for. Yeah. We have to hold the executive accountable in the budget that we ourselves are satisfied. Imagine that we're passing a budget with the debt of a shortfall of 2.2 billion. They come back and said, but that we don't have money. So we decided in between that they would move money from this program and it kills the entire EFP. It kills, this document is one of the best beautiful documents, by the way. The content of it is beautiful. But the budget to implement this program is something else. Yeah. I would say that the department has taken so much effort to put this thing together. Clear goals, clear targets, everything. But the budget to implement is not there. That's the fact, what we are dealing with here. So we may, therefore, because bulk of the money of the department goes to grants, money that goes to municipalities. So my take, Chair, maybe we may want to consider that, Chair, use your authority just to understand. It's a little bit of a frustration that members are going through, because we're trying to forge a partnership with the department on the budget, on the annual performance plan. And you can't forge it when yourself you're not clear. We are not grounded ourselves. It's only when we are grounded that we can say that, yeah, it's fine now, we know it, we can. Because one mistake that you do, no matter what the partners do, you then go in, you pass this thing. They're gone, they're done, Bona. And the egg is sitting with you now. What do you go and defend in the house? What do we say? When we say we support the budget in the house, what is it that we support? So those are the issues, Chair, that I thought I would support. The point that has been made. Thanks.
DG, CFO, we are not going ahead with Friday's debate.
we are not going ahead. We are to investigate rules that require us to reschedule. There are a number of things that will have to be looked into that are not gelling. The rules will have to quote that rule, Madia. They tell us that only when you have a small, insignificant issue about the budget itself and the report itself, that you can still go ahead. But when you have a significant or significant issues that have so much to do with the budget itself, then the eyebrows are up. It is for that reason in the main that we are deciding not to go ahead, because it is a budget that we all have a problem in adopting, because there is nothing that really gets to jail. I mean, a point is made again on 7.18 that shortfalls, no, that the budget eradication program has since been increased to 1.1415 billion rand. Whether you shall be able to achieve that target. There it says it's a shortfall. Now, the further issue there that is being raised, it will have to be offsetted by a reprioritized funding from Water Services Infrastructure Grant amounting to 3.328 million. Now, this is adding to another commitment initially, if you remember, in meeting the other challenges, either of your money owing, which are your accruals, and also the shortfall of 2.7, right? 2.2, I believe.
It's 2 billion.
2.2 billion.
Only 2 billion.
2 billion. Now these two, as to where you're going to get the money from, you were indicating that hence you had to go out. You'll have to source it from these two grants in the main. That is now ESIP and also WASIC. Now, in addition to that, we have in this budget eradication program, wherein you will have to reprioritize and take part of that WASIC. So we still have to deal with a number of other issues. It is only at that point that we told ourselves that we need to hold on. Otherwise, we can't be there for the whole day, if you like. Rather, the department goes away and does a proper job and pull the numbers together, so that we're able, when we come back here, we're not going to be finding ourselves having to be all over and then sending you again to come back. The other issue that we were raising Oh yes, the 1.9 billion rand. The 2.9.
2.6.
2.6 from the Reserve Bank, whether that money is coming with interest or not, and whether that, if it is with interest, it will certainly not be the same figure. How would you respond to that? Just a quick one from WTE.
Treasury haven't indicated at all that they'll charge us interest. In fact, they've mentioned they could have charged us interest, but they're not charging us any interest. It hasn't come, they said they're not going to be charging interest.
Is that in black and white?
No, it's not.
You see, we need to work on black and white issues here. We can't just be told by word of mouth. What if tomorrow, because there's no bank that operates without having to charge interest. That's how they survive. At best, your Reserve Bank goes for your repo rate, right? And then your commercial banks, the margin there is what they charge you and me. So your Reserve Bank, basically, it talks to any client base on repurchase rate. That's how it works. If we can have that in writing, it assists, it clarifies everyone so that there's no confusion going forward. So those are the kinds of things that really warrant us to really begin to say we have a problem. Mrs. Baker?
No, Mrs. Carlo. I'm getting there, right? I've got a teacher here next to me. Chief, there's other issues in here that I'd just like to raise quickly, which are of concern to me, which are not major financial impacts like what we've been discussing, but I think they're still pertinent, if I may. 7.1.10, the establishment of the National Water Infrastructure Agency. I see there's a service provider that has been, we were told a service provider has been appointed. I'd like to know who this is, what are they doing, why they've been appointed, and who took this decision, and when this National Water Infrastructure Agency is going to see the light of day. Because the impact of that on the next one, 7.1.11, on the, what we were told in the presentation a few days ago, that construction companies, they foresee that it will be catered for in this water infrastructure agency. The implications are long term. So we need to have some kind of indication and some kind of time frame as to when all this is happening, specifically because of the problem we have with the construction company presently. And then 7.1.12, I think we need to seek clarity on that as well. I know what our recommendations were, and the committee felt very strongly about those amounts that were paid. But we need to interrogate that a little bit further, because in my understanding, the minister is the one who appoints those boards. So those terms of remuneration would also have been determined by the minister, in my understanding. So I would like us to interrogate that a bit further before any other action is taken, please, Chair. Okay, thanks.
Okay, members, I just double-checked on the information that I gave earlier on. What I've been told is that the mechanism of the committee is the budget vote report. Because basically, it's in the budget vote report that the committee raises its concerns, raises its recommendations, and then also indicates whether or not it approves or rejects the budget of the department. I was actually incorrect earlier to say that you can request to postpone the budget vote debate, because it's actually at the budget vote debate that the committee indicates they're either for or against the budget of the department, and then also in that debate also they use the concerns as far as the budget and then also the annual performance plan and so any other issues that they may have.
So,
Mr. Chalker?
Yeah, So what it means therefore, Chair, is that the options are two. We proceed with the engagement with the department as we are doing, as we have asked them to go and come back and tell us where they are going to get the, to get this money to fund the shortfall and the debt and the issue of the water infrastructure, I mean, target eradication and all that. It means that that's another option. Option two, obviously, is to go to the budget vote and then say that we don't agree with this budget. So I think my take will be that, Chair, let's proceed with the department with this engagement. Until such time that we are satisfied ourselves that, yes, there's money, yes, the department has identified where they're going to take money from, yes, the implication of moving these funds are the following. Therefore, it's going to require that we're going to amend the APP, meaning that we are no longer going to be able to meet all your targets. We have agreed again, Chair, maybe that we get the detailed breakdown of this debt. You know, we have been making this call yesterday, we're making it again today, and I don't see it coming. A breakdown. The shortfall is clear, you have put it. The reason where we have the shortfall is in this area, no longer, you know, because of the budgetary constraints. And the implication of this shortfall is as follows. You know, we will not be able to achieve 50% of the work that we thought we'll achieve here. Here, we will not be able to achieve it because there's a shortfall. So it means that we are going to operate, but we're not going to operate fully as we have planned. You know? Then from there, we then go to the issue of the debt that the department is faced with. This is how we're going to raise money. We've asked you to go and do that. Then you have come back now. May we begin that process. But I don't see a situation where we go there and then say, no, we reject this budget. We don't agree with this budget. I don't see us doing that at the point where we are now. And that's why I said the partnership that we are putting here is a partnership that must find a way. Where is the problem? Where do we... Because one of the things that I see is that maybe either we are shy to just call it openly that the treasury must intervene and bail us out. I think we are shy to say it, you know. Or either the debt that we are dealing with is not the genuine debt. If it's a genuine debt, let it come out. Put it in the table here. Let's see who's being owed money, you know. So, Chair, for me, I would not want to push that we go straight and then say, we're fine, we hear you, we're going to go to the House to reject this budget. It's not going to help us. What is the way forward? You reject it, then what is the way forward? You know, you want to do the way forward that says, go and rework the budget. Let's engage the process. Where will end, Chair? That's what we'll take to the House. Where will end, this is what we'll take to the House. It's not given that because we are from the ruling party, therefore any budget that comes, we just pass it. It's not given. We have to be convinced, we have to be satisfied, we have to agree that it's clear that these are what you call, you know, these objectives that the department has set itself to achieve together with the budget, are the things that they are going to be achievable, you know. That's where we are, you know, that's where we are. And I don't want us to rush to a conclusion that says, let's just reject this thing. There are problems. That's why I'm saying that if there are problems, what do we do? I've asked you a question earlier. I said, the question I was asking, I said, we have these artisans that we have, we are recruiting in the department. Are you paying for these artisans from the allocation that we're giving you? No one responded to my question, in fact, but that question is real. And I'm going to ask you that question again. Who is paying for these artisans? You're spending over R1 billion, or it's almost, I don't know how much you have spent so far, if you are paying for this. Someone will have to talk to us on this issue, Chair. Someone will have to talk to us on this issue. Find a saving. A saving is going to be found between this partnership that we're doing here. We're going to find a saving here. We're going to agree this is a project that you're going to cut here. In the APP, you said you're going to do this, you are spending so much, we agree. That's a partnership that you're for. That's the role of Parliament. So we're not going to rush to the House. We're rejecting you. No. Want to see savings delivered. So, Chair, I'm saying that even if we were to go and ask for a special permission today to sit until late, let's do that. Let's find a common ground let's identify which areas we're going to make a saving. Let's identify which projects that are not going to be able to make an impact. We need to raise money, you know, and the solution cannot be the extra three companies that you are putting that you're going to collect. That's not the solution. You're going to be spending extra billion rent there. There's no need to do that. Maybe we may want to look at the in-house. How do we deal with the in-house? This current contract that they have employed there, how much you have paid them? 300 million already. That 300 million will have shifted to a service, a delivery item somewhere, you know. So these are things that we must begin to do. But Chair, as you say that the executive authority is not here, and we're dealing with the most critical times now, and we're doing this exercise without them. And for me, it's a worry factor. It really worries me. Yeah, I know that today is cabinet. The minister is at cabinet. I'm not sure if the other cabinet committee, the DM, is not here. Because here you're dealing with political divisions that must be taken. You know, there's a political mandate that the minister has given you to say, my department this year, this is what you're going to do. It's a political mandate that they've been given, you know. And therefore, at the level of this committee and yourself, it may be difficult for you just to amend those mandates. So you will definitely need the minister to be with you because we are dealing with the policy position, policy decisions that have been taken. We understand that Ntoleo Joyce is going to be. And it's a point that the chair raises. The chair says these issues are serious, and the executive must take serious these issues. It's not given that your CFO, not DG, must just deal with this. That's the crack of the issue here. If we're to implement ANC policy, it takes the responsibility of the minister and the people to make sure that they are part and parcel of this meeting to the last when we deal with the budget. I'm going to persuade this is called the politics of parliament. Because the policy that we're implementing, it's not the DA policy, the ANC government. It's the ANC policy that we're dealing with here. So you need the political head of the department to be here when we deal with issues of budget. That's how it's done. Because we're going to do shop and change here. The next thing you are fired tomorrow, DG, because I have made this program here, you have changed it, you have moved the money away. Who said you must move the money away? Then the poor DG is fired. So I'm saying, Chair, that these matters are serious. You may want to agree that reconvene. Depending on what you're going to be giving us now, I would not want to buy it directly without the political input. You know, I would not want to buy it now. The political input must come in and then say that reprioritizing, it means that we reprioritize policy and positions that we have taken and programs that we have taken on issues of, because they're going to impact on service delivery. You like it or you don't like it, they're going to impact on municipalities that must provide services. And what then happens is that people are no longer going to get water. You then get of water again all over the country. So my position, Chair, is that that the option of rejecting budget now will not work. We need to go deeper in engaging on these issues. You know, we need to really openly engage on these issues, found total solution, find, get to know where the problem is. Where we can move money. I'll not tell you, the money is not there, as CFO, you know, on this following. The shortfall is because there's no money. You know, the debt we've not paid because we don't have money. If in our account now, where we are seated, we have an account, we have an amount of 1.5 billion that is owed to contractors, then I'll understand. Now, we don't have that money. If we don't have that money, even in our own account, where are we going to get it? So let's find a way of creating this partnership that we must create. Find a solution. When we go and debate the budget there, we must say, we have tried our best as a committee. We have exhausted everything. We have looked. We know that this budget was supposed to have met the following objective. The department is not going to meet this objective because of the following issues and all of that. You know? So. But again, it's a beginning of putting discipline into how we spend public money in this department. You know, so Chair, these are my comments, Chair, and I think that my proposal of yours would be that maybe let's hear the department. We have said to them they must go, but I'm trying to bring in a major issue here, which is highly political issue that require intervention at the level of what we're dealing with here. Thank you, Chair.
So just two quick questions as you are to be coming out. Maybe just your a lighter one. Well, what's your take about a bailout? And what processes to get to be followed up? And the second one, you are 5 months in the department, and you are seven. Over a year. You see, I'm raising these questions because they certainly can have a ripple effect on work expected to be done. What Comrade Chauke is raising is that we need to find money somewhere. Part of the saving that he is talking about, all having to address the two liabilities that you have, the 1.5 billion rand and the 2 billion rand shortfall. And then, of course, he's asking specific questions about your Warren Leaks wage bill, whether that cannot add towards alleviating of the problem that is there. That would be tantamount almost to really sitting down with yourselves, finding, you know, a breakdown of your budget, and all aimed at all of us having to say, no, we can save here. Literally being very operational, doing the work that your division would have been expected to do. So that's where we are. The point is raised by Madia that whether we like it or not, the budget debate must go on. Whatever concerns would have to be raised in that political platform. Now that's what shall be expected. But equally important, it is this very same document that we need to talk to. Some of the members are already leaving. We are now short, am I right? By one. Are we five?
We're seven.
We're seven, okay, sorry about that. I didn't see the others.
Jay, can I just make a comment before you propose? Perhaps what I would recommend is that we switch for the issues that we have, that those are noted, because you're not rejecting the entire budget. It's specific programs that are of concern, and those should be noted. And as a follow-up, we could ask for quarterly reports or progress reports on those particular.
I assume, or rather take it, that what Mrs. Baker is saying would form part of the recommendations. Mr. Poisson?
Chairperson? I would agree that we postpone this meeting, get political intervention by the minister, and even if we've got to come back tomorrow afternoon, discuss this, then we do that. Or we reject the budget and go forward and see. Chair, I still believe, and I stick to that, that shifting money around with the little we have is not going to work. If we as a committee stick to it and say we are not accepting shifting money from the grants, there must be a bailout. That's the end of the story. There must be a once-off bailout. Other institutions get bailout. What we lose now, we will pick up problems in future. We cannot go and we're going to pay people salary doing nothing because there's no funding to do projects. That's one point. So my suggestion is we don't need to deal with this now. Let them go back, because even what they say to me now, Chairperson, I want it in writing. I want a document. It's like Honorable Charity said, it must be, what you also mentioned it, it must be in black and white. And for us now to get figures from them that has not been discussed by their management team, I'm not comfortable accepting that, Chair. So let it go back. We will make ourselves available whenever it's needed. Let's look at the revised budget. And they need to speak urgently. There should be intervention by the minister with the Minister of Finance and make sure that there is a bailout, that they will consider a bailout, because we can't get an answer whether they... You've asked a question, Chair, and I've seen, you know, we haven't had a response, but how would you know whether there will be a bailout if you haven't asked for a bailout? And I think in this sense, we need a 3.5 billion rand bailout in this department. Then the budget is fine. They can proceed with the budget with a bailout.
Want to comment on those, TC and CFO?
On the issue of the bailout, I think it depends on exactly what we mean by a bailout. Because we have said that the department has gone out and spent a lot of money in the municipality on various types of interventions, drought, you know, doing the boreholes and all those things, things that could have been done under the disaster management fund and so on. So if you are saying that money that was supposed to have been resourced from the disaster management center, okay, that is what you to say, okay, maybe you're talking a kind of reimbursement for level of pay, because that is work that should, in the normal course of events, it should have come from the disaster management center. You know, it was drought, it was all those things. So if you are talking about that type of reimbursement, well, the department should have approached the center, and then this would have been done maybe under COCTA, and you know, that interministerial thing, because it involved agriculture as well and so on. So, but the department did that almost single-handedly with some contribution a little bit. And we were told that by Treasury that the funds were there and they were not utilized and so on. Now, if that is what we're talking about and so on, along those lines, that it's almost like a reimbursement for work done, which we're using our own funds instead of using other available funds. Now, that I would agree with. But if it's a bailout that seeks to assert that, you know, everything is, you know, is out of control and so on, and therefore you need that one, because I wouldn't think that's where we are. The project, there are RB projects which will continue. There's money for those projects. But the restructuring that we are doing, and we need the support from this committee, because we are saying part of the problem is that the department would go and do a municipal infrastructure instead of regional infrastructure. So we are getting out of that because and we're talking to COPTA through their MISA, and there's an approach. Even going forward with the bucket eradication, we are talking to COPTA through MISA and so on, but they should contribute as well. So it's not a lost cause as such. Now, the 1.5, I mean, when we were discussing, we were able to find some savings, which with the CFO will actually outline. My point, Chair, is that it's not a train smash, you know, the situation that we are in. Only if we can begin to do things, focus on things that the department is doing. But the problem is if we go and do things that are supposed to be done by other spheres of government and other departments. So if we get out of that as a matter of principle and policy and focus on our main issues and our main projects, then there shouldn't be any problem. Now, Treasury, that's why I'm not sure whether Treasury can just take out money and say, well, I know they did that with SAA several times, and we are not in that situation of SAA. SABC, they did that and so on. But I think we have been talking to Treasury as we've been reporting here, and their point is that, okay, we have allocated you the funds, we understand your situation, go and reprioritize, okay? So this is where we are. I mean, this is reprioritization. We said to you on ASIP, there's no project that is going to suffer, okay, on the ASIP side when we utilize that money. On WISIC, the portion that is mandatory, that one which is we are not going to utilize, so that's why we are leaving it there. But the whole of ARPIC and so on is funded, so the project will still happen, but it's just that we won't operate at a full scale as we used to do, because now there's history now. So I wouldn't say, Chair, that there's a now on leaks. And I think that's why this Chair and this committee correctly saying that the political executive should be here to talk about those kinds of things. But the war on leaks, mainly our take is that this is a project that could be funded through intergovernmental and other means, where you have the private sector coming in and other departments also coming in. But war on leaks is about fixing the pipes out there so that there's no water loss. But together with other departments and the business sector and so on, we believe that, and of course we are already talking to other countries, so donor funding and so on. So we believe that out of that, it could be funded. The budget eradication, we don't think that we are, remember, we in the APP, it was at 25,000, and now we are at 14,000, where work is already done and so on. But if we are innovative, we could actually say, how do we reduce the cost of implementing those projects? We just have to be more innovative, and I believe we could cut costs on that by being more innovative, including if necessary, saying, okay, on the remainder and so on, to which extent can we engage, let's say, for argument's sake, because our construction side, to say, are there certain things that they can do there and so on. So that's what I'm saying, Chair. It is not a train smash. I mean, it's a challenge, but it is not an insurmountable challenge.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear the
CFO, and then we round up. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. When we went out, I did a request from the office, the detailed breakdown of everything.
especially of the debt of 1.5. So we do have it in black and white, the detailed breakdown per region, per service provider, to the last cent. The total of 1.5, which is one, is rounded off to 1.5 billion, but is 1.463212. Of the total, 1.3 is ARPIC projects. In the regions, some work went ahead that covered the work that was supposed to be done in the new financial year. So if you look at the total of our ARPIC projects on program 3, is 5.8 billion. Of the 5.8 billion, for each region, we need to take care of the 1.3 billion for ARPIC projects. And the 120 million is for the goods and services, which is not project related. Per each region, I have a breakdown per each region, as well as to the service providers concerned. So the money for the back of this is going to come for the ARPIC projects. As we know, the project, ARPIC projects are multi-year, so there is adequate funding for the accruals that come from ARPIC. The issue of reprioritizing the ACIP and WASIC grants was merely to fund the funding pressure that we have. But the funding pressure are not yet dead. As we gave project managers indicative allocations to do the allocations for their projects, these are the things that we could not fund. Some of them, if we, as the teacher was saying, we tighten the belt, we can do without them. But some of them we can do at a smaller scale, that the 2 billion that we're talking about. But also, in that list, there were interventions that were done by the City Bank Water Board in various municipalities. And we were sort of paying for those financial support to City Bank to the tune of about 372 million. We're saying, with the collaboration that we're doing with MISA and COPTA, there's no need for the department to fund City Bank Water to do those things. And that 732 is part of the 2 billion that we're talking about. So in a nutshell, the accruals or the debt that we have of 1.5, it is covered under ARPIC. The other 120 million rand is covered under normal goods and services. So if the proposal of reprioritizing the ACIP and the WASIP grant is not acceded to, that is not going to affect the debt of 1.5 that we have. But it was going to assist in making sure that other funding pressure that came from the various program managers, we do cater for it. But also to say, under the water trading entity, like if I look at Citibank owes the department about 1.7 billion. So that is not factored in the budget that we are submitting to the department. But we are at an advanced stage with the various entities that are owing us, including the Citibank. So that money, if it's recovered in the financial year, it will also assist in alleviating some of the funding pressure that we have for the department. So, but we do have, Chair, the detailed breakdown for each region for the debt of 1.5, and we want to give the assurance that the money allocated for ARPIC, since it's a multi-year, we're not starting new any projects under ARPIC. It is covered with the budget that we have. Thanks.
That's taking us closer. Mr. Bosson?
Chairperson, now we've got three versions, and that just makes me more worried. They go out, they come back, they say, I'm going to use this and I'm going to use that. Now it's been covered. Chairperson, there's so much information that does not speak to each other. Yesterday, we were informed. Now, you must explain to me how you're going to get 1.9 billion from Citibank, because the municipalities are owing Citibank 2 point something billion. Now, if the municipalities are not going to pay Sedibeng, how are they going to pay you? So, Chair, it's that situation. It's where the water trading entity said that they do not include old debt. Now, you want to take the old debt and you want to include that into your budget, and there's no way that you know whether you're going to get it. Yes, no, don't tell me no. You informed us yesterday, and I can show you on your documentation. You informed us. The problem with Sedibeng is that Sedibeng is owed by municipalities. Now, if Sedibeng cannot collect that money from the municipalities, how in this world will Sedibeng be able to pay you 1.9 billion? You've told us just now you're gonna squeeze around here. Now you tell us, no, that money is work that's been done in the old financial year and it's been covered in this budget. I don't trust the information I get, Chairperson. I'm sorry, that it doesn't make sense to me going forward with this.
Thank you, Chairperson.
I also have a problem now. We seem like we agree that we are closing. We're giving the department a chance to go and sit down in order to come up with the report with the executive that will inform us whether we are going for the debate or not. But we again open for discussions. Can't we allow them, Chair, to go and have that session and come back to us in order to be directed by the report that they come back with to us whether we'll be continuing on, whether it will be Friday or it will be next week. But for us sitting here asking for questions, which we end up saying that the answers that they're giving, still, we're not satisfied. What they use for us sitting here? Since 11 o'clock, we're saying we are saying to the department that they must go back and come back again with something else because we're not satisfied on the things that they are bringing to us now. Thanks.
I think the points raised by Mrs. Mahabani, they are very spot on.
Yeah.
Yes, we certainly do have concerns. Now, talking to one of the managers here in the committee section, she is spot on reading from the rules. The committee must proceed with this report as required by the rules and produce a report that will be tabled for a debate. A decision on the budget vote is mostly crucial. However, also important is what the committee proposes as recommendations to be communicated to the department. If committee's concerns are serious, then its recommendations should also be clear and specific in terms of time frames for reporting back to Parliament. Now, it says that to the committee, but the reality is that the National Assembly recommendation, as shall have been adopted, goes through to the Speaker, and the Speaker writes directly to the Minister with strict time frames in responding to any of those recommendations. So that's typically what happens. What Mrs. Mahabane is raising is spot on. And Mr. Chauke was even very specific in saying we have a problem. Let's allow the executive, the minister in this case, to come before us before we can begin to be talking about concluding of this report. We are certainly going ahead with the budget vote debate on Friday. However, for us to adopt, unfortunately, the three-day rule does not apply. Only when you are dealing with the legislation that shall be expected to be on your HEC. So we can therefore still adopt the report tomorrow, a day before the actual debate itself. So that's how I would really wish us to direct our meeting. Obviously, we are going to go for a special meeting application, so to speak. So that would be my specific recommendation for the meeting. Mr. Chap?
No, thank you very much. I think you have summarized it properly, and I think we should take the proposal that you are putting forward. Meantime, as we do that, Chair, can we request the department to give us the breakdown, as the CFO has just spoken about it, of the debt, and then the implication on the shortfall. Maybe if you can, just your IPP is funded, and therefore the shortfall means that certain objective targets were not going to be met. Maybe if you can just highlight those areas that require some kind of response. On the budget eradication, again, if you can demonstrate to us that you have now shifted the bulk infrastructure belt where it belongs, and then have a standalone budget eradication as it stands, and shift the money for which one. If that happens, then, Chair, it means that we can then apply for a special meeting tomorrow, as the Chair has proposed. Then we can then sit into those meetings. In that meeting, then, Chair, get this brief and then get proper recommendation on our side, what we'll then recommend. We'll then have to identify the areas that require a recommendation. As we debate the matter in the House, we can then highlight those issues and put the department into particular terms to account on those issues. And I think as the Chair, I was just trying to inform what the Chair has just proposed. It would make a lot of sense to approach it in that fashion. But my point, again, Chair, that I raised, you know, when I raised the issue of the war on leaks, I want the department to give us a report, Chair, on the spending on this war on leaks, the training, starting with the training of these individuals that get trained by the department to be deployed into the program on war on leaks. The question was that, are we using from our own allocation or are we using money from outside? If we are using from our allocation, where do we get this money from? You know, where are we drawing and how much is it that we are spending on war on leaks if it's in the department, first of all, and at what specific program are we using this money from? You know, so those are issues that I thought we should sort of bring them to the fore. So Chair, then we can then take it up from there and clearly there are issues, but I think we'll find each other. In the line that you are proposing, Chair, we'll find each other.
You do have copies of the NICS contract. You do. They were being circulated. They are making copies. That agreement shall be taken. We shall be receiving. That's number one. Number two, the breakdown that is in black and white, we shall be receiving. Proposes for us to meet tomorrow at 2:00. We shall have to be communicated upon with details as to where exactly. And also, the minister has to be part of this meeting. We have no option.
Chair, there's one point that I'm told that the report on the debt collection contract that has been submitted, I'm not sure.
But yeah, that's the one I was making reference when I spoke up. I spoke about next.
Oh, okay, okay. That specific questions that we wanted to be responded to. Who, how, where?
Yeah. The contract will deal with all of those issues. Yeah. Okay. Any comments to make, TJ?
No, thank you very much for that.
Meetings adjourned until we meet tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Can you tell the letter from National Treasury of
tomorrow? And also from Mr. Nell? If you can get that letter from National Treasury on the interest in Dragon Wild, yeah. Okay. And that would be important. Yeah. Thank you, sir.